This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Good morning to you, and you are listening to WGOD Radio, All Truth, all the time. Paul Esposito with you, live in the studio, 1 minute after 7 on this Monday morning, the 5th of February. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to record this on Friday for today, so we're going to hear it live today. We're going through this series. We'll get to that in a minute, though. Here on WGOD Radio, many of you know I'm the station manager here at 91.5, WMIE, as well as WWBC. This program, WGOD Radio, is heard at 7 a.m., at 11:45 a.m. on our sister station, and then again at night at 8:45 p.m. So that's a variety of different times to hear this program. My website is wgodradio.com. Facebook page, also WGOD Radio. So those are some of the ways to get the Word of God in you each and every day. At church, I'm also the pastor of Island Community Church. We're located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We're going through a series right now in the book of Galatians. That's what you've been hearing on the radio for the most part. You're hearing those sermons. And then in between days, I'm sharing with you what I'm going to share with you today. And that is, what will be the signs of your coming and of the end of the age? People are wondering. People ask me all the time, are we getting close to the end of this world or the end of this age? People think I've got the answer to that. Well, I'll tell you what I do have, friends. I've got tomorrow's newspaper, and that's what we're looking at here today. Starting tomorrow, you're going to hear the sermon I just preached yesterday, and we're going through Galatians chapter 3. And if memory serves me correctly, it's been a whole day now, my sermon was What Purpose is the Law? So that's where we're going to be at Tuesday. It's about 30 minutes. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll hear that. And then Friday, I'll be back here again on Friday looking at what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. Lord Jesus has a lot to say about Bible prophecy. The Bible has a lot to say about prophecy. 31% of the Bible is prophetic in nature. Go through the Old Testament. Read the words spoken by the prophets. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest prophet, has a lot to say about the future. And his disciples asked him in Matthew chapter 24, what will be the sign of your coming and in the end of the age? We've been going through these. If you go to my website, you can hear the 7 other broadcasts I have up here. It's called Take Heed. So this will be program number 8. When the Lord Jesus starts, when they said, what will be the sign of your coming, the end of the age? He told them, take heed that no one deceives you. That's the thrust of this above everything, overarching everything, is the idea and the fact. Be careful. Take heed. It's kind of like what they're forced to put on medicine bottles today. Never used to be that way when I was a kid. But now they have to put on their warning. Take heed. If you take this medicine, this could make you suicidal. It could cause a stroke or a heart attack or maybe even death. They never used to do that when I was a kid, but now there's warning labels on there. Take heed. Be careful. The Lord Jesus likewise does the same thing. Take heed. Be careful, just like swallowing iodine or poison. Oh, man, oh, man, be careful. Because what's coming up at the end of the age, it's going to blow your mind. You've never seen it before. Some things I haven't seen in a long time. We're going to look. We read in Revelation chapter 13, a false prophet calls fire down out of heaven. Let me ask all of you here at 5 minutes after seven on this Monday morning. When was the last time you have seen someone call fire down out of heaven? When was the last time? When you read that, you'll see, if you have a good Bible, a little footnote there that says, read 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38, because that's the last time it's happened. And the man's name who did it was Elijah, who called fire down out of heaven. This world's going to see things like that again. This is why Jesus said, be careful. Don't let anyone deceive you, because it's going to be legendary, the things that are going on here that this world hasn't seen for thousands of years, which is why Jesus warns the terminal generation, that is the one that's going to be alive when he comes back, take heed, be careful. Read what's on this medicine bottle here. Here it is in the Word of God. Take heed that no one deceives you. We see two witnesses here on earth preaching Christ. The Bible says these have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. 1,260 days of no rain. Do you imagine that? When there's a hurricane around here, I challenge you to go and try to find a bottle of water. Imagine 3.5 years with no rain. That's why Jesus says, take heed. Don't let anyone deceive you. Because when there's no water for 3.5 years, this man, Antichrist, is probably going to drive into town in a Zephyr Hills truck. A refrigerated one, even. Ice cold water. All you have to do is one little thing. You take a mark right here or right here. And have all the water that you want. You see, when was the last time you've seen the world go 3.5 years with no rain? Or someone call fire down out of heaven? When was the last time? You also can read in Revelation, since we're talking and harping again on this fact, see that no one deceives you. Revelation chapter 13, verse 12, speaking of this false prophet, it says he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he causes the earth and those that dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Now, Revelation 13, 13, he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and he deceives those that dwell on the earth by those signs which were granted to him to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and live. He was granted power to give breath, or the King James says life. He was granted power to give life. Pneuma is the Greek word, proper name for the Holy Spirit, hagios pneuma. Pneuma is spirit, breath, life. This false prophet was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. He causes all, small, great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, so that no one may buy or sell except he that has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. But think about this image of the beast. That's what I want to look at here this morning. That's the next thing the Lord Jesus says when we're going through Matthew chapter 24. We've gone through all this. We left off here the other day, actually Friday, looking at in verse 12, it says, because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will grow cold, but he who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come, period. Now, the key to understanding Matthew 24 is he stops there. Now, he's not going in order anymore, starting in verse 15. Now, he's going to go back and he's going to give you and I like to call it a landmark or a buoy in the water for you fishermen out there. This is what to look for next. Starts with the word therefore. All through here, he says, then this will happen, then that. Now there's a therefore stuck in there. He's done going in order now, and he ends it with, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you see, here's your buoy, friend. Here's your landmark to look for next. When you see the abomination of desolation, that's this image of the beast. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, is another thing we're looking for, a rebuilt temple. When you see it standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Let those that are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him that is on his housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. Let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. Woe to those that are pregnant and those with nursing babies in those days. Pray your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. In other words here, time is of the essence is what he's saying here. You have to get out of town, get out of Dodge, get on your horse and get out of Dodge. But the abomination of desolation is, in my opinion, the same thing as this image of the beast. The image, no, it's the Greek word icon. Like an icon on your computer. An icon, though, always remember this. One of my favorite Greek instructors taught me, and all of us, that the word icon always has a prototype. It comes from something. Like the reflection of the sun on the water is the icon of the sun. It's the reflection. Has a prototype. That's the original up in heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ. We read in Colossians 1:15, he is the icon of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. The Lord Jesus Christ is the icon of the Father. He's the exact representation of God. Likewise here, this icon of the beast is going to be a prototype. He's going to be a representative of a prototype of the original. And he's given the power to give life to this image. Let me ask you the question here as you're heading off wherever you're going on this Monday morning. How many of, or Monday afternoon or Monday evening, ponder this, friend. Did you know prior to today that Satan is going to have the power to give life? I never knew that before the Lord showed me this. And this is why, back to what started this program today, see that take heed that no man deceives you. We see this. He was granted the power to give breath. Now, maybe you like breath better instead of life. Maybe you think the King James is wrong. I don't. Breath. Imagine that, kneeling over this thing and breathing into it the breath of life. Satan is going to have the power at the end of the age to give life to this thing. Unbelievable, but believable. That's why Jesus said, take heed, be careful, don't let anyone deceive you. Those are the kind of things that are coming up here at the end of the age. So Jesus said, therefore, when you see this abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. There's another thing we're looking for. Rebuilt temple in Jerusalem. That's going to do it for us here today on this Monday morning. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD.